for your community. And this morning, I'm very pleased to be joined by Zena Schultz and Holly Coker. And we are talking about the 7th annual Polar Bash and the Wabash. It's going to take place at the Wabash River Landing in Russellville. Ladies, first of all, good morning to you both.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
I appreciate you guys coming in. Is that possible? 7th annual? My goodness. How this thing has grown. Zena, you started this thing in 2013. Take us back to 2013, putting this together for the first time and kind of how it's grown over the years.
Okay. A month before January in 2012, a group of friends and I were talking about doing a winter event. I've always wanted to do the plunge, and we got some crazy friends together in January 2013, and I think there was probably about 19 of us, 15 or 19, and we chose to plunge in the river. At that time, I called Rachel Hipster at the Chamber of Commerce to see if there was an agency we could donate to, and that's when Susan Gear was starting her Lawrence County Cancer Resource Center and wig shop, so we chose to give the money we raised just with a bunch of friends getting together, and at that time it was $551 just raised in a couple hours.
Wow.
For some crazy folks to jump in the river.
And then from that, it's just growing, isn't it?
It's grown, yes. It's gone from 551 that first year, and I think a total of $17,307 that's been donated.
Oh, well, over the year, wow.
All this money is donated to the Wish Fund in memory of our uncle, Richard Woodward. And it's...
No, that's great. No, I think it's great. I mean, you know, obviously you wanted to do something, and, you know, it wasn't an original idea, but, still you had to put this thing together. I think it's great.
Well, thank you.
Fantastic. Okay, well, Holly, let me ask you, because, you know, what's great about the event now is it's not just the plunge. I mean, obviously, you register and you plunge in the river, but no, you've kind of made this almost like a party atmosphere.
Yes, it is a good get-together with local people, and we have people that have came from Indiana and other places out of town. Specifically, I know a lot of our family comes from out of town, and we just want it to be something simple but fun. Give back to the community. We have the Kindling Bagpipes that come, which is a huge event promoter, I think. We have bonfires. There are local persons and business agencies that have donated raffle items. Chili and hot chocolate, usually free will donation. And again, I just want to express that this money stays within our community, within Lawrence County. So it is something that our family and the people that gather can give back to this community for people who are involved with the resource center for the wig shop.
Make a whole day of it. It's amazing.
Yes, it could be.
And it's really kind of become Russellville's thing, hasn't it? Every town has that thing. Every village has that thing. And this has kind of become Russellville's thing, you know, when you guys do this every year.
Yes. We have sweatshirts that we sell through Sweet Teas, and part of that money does go for the donation as well. And on the back of them or the front of them, there's always Russellville, Illinois. Mm. And you would not believe the conversations that are brought up by just having that sweatshirt on, like, tell me about this and when does this happen. And it's kind of nice that we can be known for that, I guess.
It is. It's really nice. Okay, now, so you ladies, you're not just putting this together. You guys actually jump in the river.
Yes.
Every year we have, both of us.
And actually, people like to see us jump, that they will donate another $100 for us to jump a second or third time.
Now, do you happen to remember the coldest of all the years you've done it? Do you happen to remember what was the coldest day you did this?
Well, the water, the temperature, we always measure that, and then we measure the outside temperature, because I don't think you can ever really express the way that water feels.
Oh, no.
So I don't have that data with me.
I think the water temperature at one time was 30, and the air temp was 26.
I could be
wrong on that. But it's somewhere around that time.
It's cold.
Brisk. Brisk is what they like to say.
It is cold, and it takes your breath away, yes.
Now, do you have a level where you're like, okay, it's too cold, or you guys just, you know, suck it up, let's jump in?
Well, Mother Nature, she wasn't very giving last year, and we had the ice.
Okay, that's right.
And we couldn't even make it over to the landing. Over the levee, so we did have to postpone a couple of weeks based on that. So she does play an impact on what we're able to be able to, you know, be around at that area, just depending on what the circumstances are with the weather. We know that the weather is calling for 100% of rain and mm-hmm. the winter storm watch possibly coming in as well. The rain will not stop us. Zena and I briefly discussed that. Bring your umbrella. The temperature is supposed to be 42 degrees.
Right.
So I think everybody listening is probably set through some type of sporting event in 42 degrees and raining. So we're saying bring your umbrellas, bring your rain gear. Come out, make this event a success, help us make it a success, and do something in the winter that gets you out of your house.
There you go. And if anybody has any questions, you know, about how to get there, you know, if there's a way they can help support, you know, what you're doing, how can they get a hold of you guys?
We do have a Facebook page. It's Polar Bash on the Wabash. And actually, several people that I don't even know have reached out to me this year that want to donate and had getting directions. So they can send a message on that.
Okay, and let's see, the registration starts at noon, mm-hmm. and then you guys are actually going to jump in at, what, 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock, and group picture will be at 1:45.
Okay, there you go. That is the 7th Annual Polar Bash at the Wabash coming up this Saturday. Zena Schultz, Holly Coker. Ladies, thank you so much, not for just coming out here and telling us about this morning, but for what you do every year. It's wonderful. Thank you for coming out here this morning.
Thank you.